We have a great new IoT Show episode for you today with Piyush from the Databox Edge team telling us all about the Databox Edge device and how you integrate that into your IoT solutions. Hi everyone, this is the Internet of Things Show. I'm Olivier, your host. Today we have Piyush with us. Piyush is from the Azure Databox Edge, and he's here to tell us what is Databox Edge and why you, an IoT developer, should care about Databox Edge. Piyush, thanks a lot for joining.
Thanks, Olivier. Thanks for having me on the show.
So can you tell us a bit about yourself, who you are, what are you doing in Microsoft, and what is your team building?
Yep. So I'm part of the Databox Edge engineering team, and basically, this is the product that our team delivers, and this is the complete spectrum of Databox appliances, and this is the network ingestion appliance that we are focusing on that also has an IoT gateway capability.
Okay.
And yeah, so that's what we are looking forward to today, that how the solution fits very well into your IoT solution.
Awesome. So we know that IoT solutions very often are about sensors and devices that create a lot of data, right? So there's like several scenarios that we want to address here. One is the fact that you cannot always send all that data up to the cloud to be processed. Some of that data is like big, you know, video files or pictures, or you have privacy problems, right? You don't want to have, you know, individuals' data going up to a public cloud. Or sometimes your infrastructure is disconnected from the internet as well, right?
Yep.
And you also have the use case of having to run your intelligence, your machine learning algorithm as close as possible to the source, to the sensor, so that you can have a very low latency. So we created, as you might know, guys, IoT Edge, which is that runtime that allows you to run workloads from the cloud. Can I say that Databox Edge is the ultimate IoT Edge device?
If you see the at the high level of the Databox Edge, it's a network storage gateway, and it's an IoT compute.
Okay.
And the IoT compute, the way it provides is through IoT Edge. So you get all the niceness of the network gateway and also get like all the compute that you can drive from your cloud, all the containerized modules that you want to deploy as close to the data as possible. And yeah, those all of those capabilities that you get through this device.
Awesome. So you show us a demo of how to use it. But prior to that, I'd like to understand a bit better how things are going in terms of I have an application that gathers data from my sensors, and it's going to be stored. You say that the box, the device, started as a storage device, right? So what is it special, what is special really about Databox Edge when it comes to storing the data and synchronizing with the cloud?
Yeah, so if you see at the core of it, this device has a network storage gateway. Basically, what it gives you is all the storage capabilities that possibly your local IoT devices needs, and all the data that is getting generated by all your sensors and your devices that can possibly write into this storage gateway. And the ingestion protocol that this storage gateway provides is a very standard ones, like the SMB NFS. You can just mount the SMB NFS shells and write all the data onto this device. And then this device has an inherent capability of syncing all of your data to your cloud storage account.
Okay.
So in a way, like you are in, let's say, transient network connectivity or no network connectivity. So this appliance will cache all the data. And as soon as you have a good network connectivity, it will, again, sync all the data to the cloud.
Automagically.
Automatically, right. Yeah.
And so this is the form factor, right? So it's kind of a blade that goes into a standard rack of servers. So my question to you is, as a customer, do I need to have you know, my own infrastructure with existing servers? Do I need Azure Stack? Do I need anything locally so I can actually use Databox Edge?
No, not really. It's like a simple VNU rack mountable server class hardware. You just rent this hardware. It's kind of hardware as a service from Microsoft. You just rent this hardware from Microsoft for as low as something like $695 per month. And you just install it on your lab, and that's all you need. This has inherent storage capability, so you don't really need any other storage devices. And sure, through the IoT Edge Gateway, you can have your all compute workloads running on it. So in a way, like if you just, if you are an IoT customer and you have very focused workload, then this is all the device that you need in your data center.
Okay, so power, network, and off you go.
Right, and good thing about it is it's a cloud managed device. So you see that how the IoT Edge operates, basically, that you connect all the IoT devices. There is a central location for managing all the IoT devices. You are able to you are able to deploy the modules from the central cloud location, and this device falls on the similar lines.
Okay.
That it's a cloud managed device. Mm-hmm. So once you power it on, you register it to the cloud service. And then anything you do with the device for provisioning any storage or deploying the compute, everything is available through the cloud service.
Okay. Before we talk about this intelligence at the edge and the capabilities that the device provides to accelerate machine learning algorithms, just before jumping into that, how do I, as a customer, do I buy it? Do I rent it? What is the model for me to be able to use DataBox Edge?
Actually, it's a renting model.
Okay.
So Microsoft owns the device. Mm-hmm. Microsoft continues to provide the software updates for the device. And all you need to worry about is just pay the monthly premium. As long as you need, you keep the device. Once you are done, you return it back to Microsoft.
Okay, and I think the prices are on the website so people can know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and does the price change depending on how much I use it? Do I need to pay for compute on it, for the amount of storage I have on that device? So is there any changes or is it a fixed price?
From the DataBox perspective, the price is fixed to that amount. Mm-hmm. And it may depend on your services that you need further. Mm-hmm. And that might be charged, but from the DataBox Edge, it's a fixed price, and that's what you have to pay to the DataBox Edge service.
Awesome. So last but not least, that thing can accelerate your machine learning algorithms, right?
Right,
so
yeah.
So how does it do that?
Yeah, basically for the hardware acceleration, this box comes with a Intel FPGA card.
Okay.
And so whenever you deploy your machine learning modules, there are specific Azure machine learning modules that are capable of FPGA acceleration and inferencing, and you can deploy those modules there. And those will be able to take, the use of the FPGA card that is available.
Okay.
They should be able to do inferencing at a very fast pace.
Okay. Well, I think we want to see a demo, right?
Yeah, we can jump to the demo. So this is our cloud service, and once you get the device, you register the device, this is where you come to the cloud service to manage, to do any further operations on the device.
Right. So you basically went to Microsoft website, I want that device, came to the mail, unbox, and then just get to that portal.
Power it on, give activation key, and then after that, everything you do from this portal.
Okay, got it.
Yep. Yes, so whenever you want to provision the storage for your local use, you come to this portal, you say that you want to add a new share, and there are two shares. There are two types of shares that you can provision from here. That basically, sometimes you need a local scratch space for your modules to work or for your devices to dump the initial data to, because you don't want to upload all of the data directly to cloud every time.
Makes sense.
So either you can provision some local space, or you can create the other type of share, which is the cloud tiered share.
Okay.
So basically, all you need to do is, let's say you create a share one, it can be SMB or the NFS, and then you can choose that, okay. Do you want it as a local share, or do you want to map it to the cloud? And when you want to map it to the cloud, you can map it to a certain storage account. Let's say that I want to map it to the storage account.
Okay.
I can say what I really want to map it to. It can be a block, it can be page blob, Azure files.
Okay.
And then you can choose that which container exactly you want to map to.
Okay.
So once this share is created, and of course you can grant permissions to specific users, and if it is an NFS share, you can grant permissions to specific IP addresses that can access this particular share. And once the share is created, so what effectively it means is, like, you have on your device a network share that is a cached version of your storage account. So anything you can read anything from here that is in your storage account. Anything you write to this share will automatically sync to the storage account.
Got it. Is it also, is it bidirectional? If I write in anything that is in the cloud, is going to actually be replicated down there?
So it doesn't happen automatically, but that is one good thing that additionally that feature is there, that let's say a lot of time it happens that you start with certain data or certain configuration in the cloud that you want to push down in individual other devices. So you can always write all those data into the container first, create the share, and then sync in the opposite direction. There is an option to refresh the data.
Okay.
So all of the data in the storage account basically gets populated in your device. And let's say all of your modules or the local devices can start accessing it.
Okay.
Yep.
Love it. Okay, so I've got my share pretty straightforward. Nothing to do on the box itself.
Right.
Like, typically, I didn't ask that, but do you ever need to remote into the DataBox Edge device itself, or is it just everything through the cloud?
That is the idea, basically, that you shouldn't be needing to have direct access to the device.
Okay. So your hackers forget about SSH and whatever. It's like, everything controlled through the cloud.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very locked down appliance, and it has like security as one of the primitive tenets in it.
Yep.
That data is stored encrypted. Data is stored encrypted. Data is stored. There is a BitLocker on the device. Then there are device guard installed on the device. So, yep, it's a secure device, and the way to use this appliance is through the cloud.
Okay.
So that is the primary aspect of the device. It's a cloud managed device. Mm-hmm. You should be able to monitor the device.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to do corrective actions from the cloud itself.
Got it. Okay. Love it. So what's next in terms of the management? What do I have to do when I manage the device or configure that?
So this is one of the management that you do, that you provision the storage for your device.
Mm-hmm.
And once you provision the storage, so what I will do currently is I have pre-created shares.
Yep.
So I will skip the creation part.
Makes sense.
So the other thing that you can do is like, which makes more sense for the kind of the device which works in the limited network connectivity, you can have bandwidth schedules that you can configure on it.
Mm.
Because you don't want to suck up all of your network speed, right? And
you
want specific time schedules when you think that it is good for data to be pushed out.
Makes sense.
Then you can always go to the edge compute part of it.
Okay.
And then in the edge compute, so the edge compute in the background is facilitated by the IoT edge.
Okay.
So you can always go to IoT hub service, and there is an IoT edge device that is linked to this device. And you can deploy all the modules to the IoT edge device.
Okay.
And basically,
So is the IoT hub already deployed for me in part of the Datadog edge configuration, or do I have to create an IoT hub in my Azure subscription and add that device to it?
So in the flow, when you start to configure the compute, it gives you an option that you can use your existing IoT hub, or it can inline create a new IoT hub for you.
Got it. Okay.
And once you provide the IoT hub for this specific device, it creates IoT edge device to deploy all the modules.
Got it. And are there specific modules? I can see here you have the edge agent and edge hub.
Mm-hmm.
The specific modules are actually pushed by default on Datadog Edge, or is it like totally, you know, nothing, and you just push your own modules?
There are some system modules that get pushed along with it, but otherwise it's all your modules.
Okay.
So just for the sake of the demo, I pre-added two modules here.
Mm-hmm.
So one is basically a ResNet-based model,
mm-hmm.
like it's a ResNet 50 model. It was created from Azure Machine Learning Service. And it can take use of the FPGA for the hardware acceleration.
Okay.
And then there is one more module, basically, which is an inferencing module.
Mm-hmm.
It basically just runs through the videos
mm-hmm.
and does the inferencing call on the ResNet model.
Okay, love it. So at this point in time, we've not discussed much about that because the OS running on that device is commodity, right? So it's managed by Microsoft. You know, we provide the updates to the customer for them to deploy them on the Datadog Edge devices.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I'm going to ask, like the modules, the IoT Edge modules you create, do they need to be Linux containers or Windows containers?
So right now, we only have a support for the Linux containers.
Okay.
Yeah.
But any modules that are actually in the marketplace today, or the ones you developed, you know, you use the Linux container model and that will work.
Right. You can pick any of the shelf module and deploy it on the Datadog Edge through the IoT Edge. Yeah.
Okay. Love it.
So this is one of my test clients that I have right now in my network, and it is able to connect to the device through, and it is able to access the SMB shares that are created on the device.
Okay.
So one of the shares, basically this cloud share one, is the one that we have associated with the cloud share, cloud storage account, and the local share one is one that just a local scratch space for the initial processing.
Do you have a notion of user accounts or domains, whatever, into Datadog Edge you need to set up, whatnot, to grant access or limit access to these shares?
So currently the device supports that you can create local accounts within the device itself.
Mm-hmm.
So currently it doesn't support the domain joining or the domain users for the permission.
Okay.
But yeah, you can create local, let's say you can create as many users as you want and give specific permissions to those users.
Got it. Okay, makes sense.
So usually in the this kind of demo that usually it would be with the live video streams or something.
The camera generating the
But right now for more predictable demo, I have like some pre-recorded video clips.
Perfect.
And these are the video clips basically of a parking garage, like cars coming in, going out.
Okay.
And it's a very simple demo which does something like it would go through all those video files and basically use FPGA, ResNet 50 for inferencing through the FPGA, mm-hmm. and whatever the frames it finds out that a car has passed through the video clip, mm-hmm. it will like find those specific clips and upload to your cloud account.
Okay.
So start with, what I will do is I will just add all of this video clips into the local share.
Yep.
So now from here, what we can expect to happen is that the module that is running, mm-hmm. it picks up all those files.
Yep.
So there is one more nice thing that happens in the background is this the file storage, mm-hmm. the file storage gateway that we have, mm-hmm. it also generates file events. So at any new file that comes on the device or
the
any new file that comes on the shares, it sends an IoT event.
Okay.
And then your module can work on those specific IoT events and it knows that, okay, the new file has come and
nice.
Then it has to process that file. So basically, your video inferencing module mm-hmm. basically will pick up that, okay, there is a new file and then it will start processing that video. And it will split those videos in the frames.
Yep.
It will do inferencing call on the FPGA through the ResNet model. And then whatever frames it finds out,
yep.
it will start uploading into this cloud share.
Yeah.
And then basically, if you see that it already started processing and there are
yes.
some specific frames, basically it found out that any frames that had car in it, it will
mm-hmm.
start to find out.
Nice.
And because it is a cloud share, it automatically starts uploading all the content in it to the cloud storage account. So this is the local view from the device in the network.
Yeah.
But if you try to browse to the storage account, then in the storage account, let's say this was basically the blob container mm-hmm. that I associated my share with.
Yeah.
And if you go inside, this folder and you see the same set of files that are already
easy.
Starting to come.
I can see it as from there, I'm just like going to set a trigger to send a workflow onto Logicapps or something else to actually send an email. Hey, there's been a dead car entered and whatever, right? I love it. Pretty straightforward.
Right. That is the idea of it, that basically you are able to generate events for certain things as well. And you are able to get the context as well along with the events that...
Yeah. And you guys noticed there's not been a single line of code.
Right.
However, this is a developer platform as well because it's IoT Edge. You can create your own modules,
right.
deploy them to Databox Edge and use them there. So Piyush, great overview of Databox Edge. Is the last thing you want to talk about before we leave?
Yeah, sure. I will just try to wrap up with the specs of the details of the device.
Yeah.
That if you see here, basically, it's a Microsoft-branded hardware.
Mm-hmm.
You can just rent the hardware and at a very low monthly rental.
Yep.
And it comes with a network storage gateway
mm-hmm.
and...
Hardware acceleration.
Yeah, it comes with a hardware acceleration as part of Intel FPGA.
Yep.
It has edge computing built up, which comes through the IoT Edge. It is a cloud-managed device. You don't have to worry about the security aspects of it. You don't have to worry about patching and the
mm-hmm.
updates of the device. And it's a good beefy hardware for your IoT solution. It has about 128 gigs of RAM.
Okay.
It has 40 logical cores.
Wow.
And it has all NVMe storages and good enough storage for your all the IoT workloads.
Can you extend the storage capacity or is it by default?
Yeah, it comes with a fixed local storage,
yeah.
but the fact that it is a cloud tiered appliance,
mm.
so in a way that you have infinite storage to back up with.
Totally. Love
it.
Piyush, thanks a lot for coming. If you guys want to learn more about Databox Edge in the context of IoT, you can go to aka.ms/IoTshow/DataboxEdge. And Piyush, thanks a lot for joining us today and giving us that demo. You guys, don't forget to subscribe if you have not done so yet. See you soon on the IoT Show.
Sure. Thanks, Olivia.